Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Hi, I'm just going to do a previous show. I was talking about, I did a previous show on delusions. And it came to my attention. I'm trying to ignore the naysayers nearby me in my building or whatever who heard me talking. Or then again, I should ignore it. But they said that, they're misinterpreting what I said. What I said about that is delusions are when somebody believes something to be true despite evidence to the contrary, meaning they believe it to be true even when it isn't. I gave examples like, that's what it is. Example of someone who don't believe that George Washington was the first president of the United States. And the truth is, George Washington is the first president of the United States, but they believe it anyway. Then they may have a delusion, and delusions could be caused by something that of health or dizziness or something. Sometimes that's what I mean. But delusions are when you believe something that is true when the truth is it isn't. And I gave also my example where people falsely accuse or defame my reputation by saying that I was delusional or schizophrenic when I'm not, because I mentioned about voyeurism. And the truth is there was no direct evidence of voyeurism. I have said that several times repeatedly. So I am aware. Someone who's delusional isn't aware. Now, in my situation, I am aware there isn't no evidence of voyeurism, but it's a question mark. Even though I don't have no evidence, I have to check to see if it is true because of allegations that that I get in gossiping about the insides of my home and blah, blah, blah. But I realize, I have to let that be until there's evidence. So until I find evidence, the answer is no. There's no voyeurism. There's no people talking. But it could be because there were reports of people, investigations, all this stuff. I don't want to get into all that. But someone who's delusional is not aware. I gave an example of someone who thought I lived at my place since 2005, and it's been shown to evidence to the contrary that I did not live in my place at 2005, but they believe it anyway. So they may likely potentially be delusional. So I can't call somebody delusional. They had to get diagnosed by an expert, so that's why I say possibly. There's lots of explanations for it, and also you leave it to an expert. So my bottom line about this podcast is please don't misconstrue me with my podcast. I want no misunderstandings. That's what it's all about. I'm an artist. I'm intellectual. I hope I'm clear. And the other part, there was another episode where I mentioned about, people were trying to stuff it down my throat, make me be something I don't want to be. They want me to be a caseworker, a social worker. I am not interested in psychology anymore. I moved on, but clinical psychology, not psychology at all. Now, let me repeat. It may have been a misconstrued situation. Psychology as far as teaching, college, psychology as far as research, yes, I'm interested in psychological research. Psychological research at a university, yes. Teaching, something like that. Psychology as far as clinical, treatment, a mental health clinic, institution, no, I cannot be. Okay? So I may have unintentionally had people misconstrue me. I am interested in psychological research, and would I be willing to work with psychological research or academia at a university and so on? Yes, I would. There's different types of psychology. psychology is a great career, wherever. If you choose to be a psychology professor, great, good for you, or researcher, it is great. Everything involves psychology. Psychology is so important. But as far as clinical psychology, working in an outpatient clinic, a mental health center, no. The reasons was because I don't have the capacity to deal with treatment in, as far as therapeutic situations related to my bad experiences and being and the harassment and other effects of mental health from very bad experiences I've went through. But the good thing is I was able to write about it. As you heard my song, you know, the bad experiences were so bad, but I let it be. So please don't misconstrue. I'm sorry if some people say I hate all everything related to psychology. That's not true. And I respect clinical psychology. It's a rewarding career. But the final thing is I'm an artist, intellectual, and as a person. No, I don't want to pursue it as a career objective in clinical psychology as an outpatient clinic or so on like that. Now, as far as research or clinical research or something, yes, that'd be very interesting. Studies, you know, like PsyD, PhD, that would be a possibility, but I don't think at this stage of my life I probably would pursue it. I have been in a lot of education, but psychology, regardless, is a great career. But for me, I'm not going to be a social worker or therapist. You know, that type of thing, you know. Because I just had too many bad experiences. Now, as far as intellectual and per se, yes, and art, I'm an artist, you know, came out here to be somebody, but I'm talking about LA. But nevertheless, please don't misconstrue me. I want no misunderstandings with this podcast or any podcast, because I have been told indirectly about what I say. Have misconstrued. So misconstrued is misunderstandings or people think I'm saying this when I'm not. I try to be careful. I try to be respectful of all the people. And that's how I leave it there. Thank you from Dove Knight.